Thank you. All right. What else is in the news?
Here's a little bit of the George Bush campaign ads that hit the airwaves yesterday. D5.
Pro-entrepreneur agenda.
Some challenges we've seen before.
Is that where they have all the 9/11 footage?
Yeah.
He completely, right out of the box, he buffooned himself right into a mess. Imagine using 9/11 footage to promote yourself. I mean, could you imagine if I put out a TV commercial with 9/11 footage and told you to listen to my show and said I was a great American?
This is why you should listen to me.
On the hallowed ground where people died, we are hardworking firemen who are 10 times braver than George W. Bush. Yeah. He puts the firemen...
standing on top of the rubble.
Yeah. George W. Bush was around a lot of really brave people when this happened. Can you imagine the
nerve?
He came
and visited the brave people.
He visited brave people. That's what he's promoting.
And some were like no others.
Boy, that ad's going to be pulled. All right, let's start it again.
Some challenges we've seen before. And some were like no others. But America rose to the challenge. What sees us through tough times?
Let me ask you something. You think Bush would be brave enough to run into a burning building and help someone?
No.
I know I'm not. I know he isn't. Mr. X is, but not... Mr. George Bush... President Bush personally watched the attacks on TV. President Bush, as soon as the attacks happened, was in a plane hiding somewhere. And then...
He flew around until he knew it was safe.
Now we're going to show you some footage of him hanging around with some really brave firemen to make you think that he's brave. I mean, that's insane. I mean, I'm not even... I mean, who are his people? I mean, they must have shown it to Bush before they put it on TV, no? Or do they just put it out there?
Oh, no, I'm sure he saw this. They thought it was a good idea.
I like it. It makes me look brave.
Freedom, faith, families,
faith.
And sacrifice.
Faith.
What's that about?
Wasn't Bush the guy who said we're on a crusade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they told him you better not say crusade.
Yeah. That's the religious thing.
President Bush, steady leadership in times of change.
I just remember Bush rushing Bin Laden's family out of the country so they wouldn't get hurt.
Mm. What was that about?
George Bush hates fags. George Bush thinks if a fag gets married, it's going to ruin your life. It's going to impact you really,
your
really.
Your marriage won't mean anything.
Yeah. Your marriage will be... Your marriage is a joke if those fags get married. Hi. We represent President Bush's campaign to get reelected to the highest office in the land. If you're a queer and you're watching this, please turn it off. You are hated by us. George Bush hasn't done cocaine for a long, long time. And hasn't crashed his car into bushes and drove drunk for a really long time.
The president stopped partying at 40.
And found Jesus. The president had like tons of fun for 40 years and then found Jesus and decided to clean up his act. Shouldn't you clean up your act? We are CREEP, committee to re-elect the president.
There we go.
George Bush will protect you from a black woman's nipple being seen during the Super Bowl because you can't handle it. And Jesus would have wanted it that way. Get him out of here.
George Bush was asleep during the dirty halftime show at the Super Bowl.
George Bush hasn't read the newspaper since 1954. Can't find Bin Laden, but he will destroy Howard Stern and get him off the radio. All right.
All right, yes. And-